Simon Tzadik, Siv Zayin. V'lo yachoy beis ha-knesses. One should not daven behind the shul. Im einu mafzal panel beis ha-knesses. Unless he's facing towards the shul. V'achoy beis ha-knesses u'tzad she-pesach pasuach boi. V'u hefech ha-tzad she-poinim elov. It's the back of the shul where the entrance is. So one should not daven in the back of the shul unless he's facing the shul. It's the hefech ha-tzad she-poinim elov ha-kal kishum espal. V'yesh remim hefech. Some say it's talking about that you shouldn't daven in the front of the shul. In that case, if you're daven in the front of the shul, then make sure you're facing towards the tzibur. Even though he's spalling in the wrong direction, but he's not showing that his back is towards the shul. Mishnah Berurah says that the ikar kveida of this is when davening Shmoneh Esrei. When the tzibur is davening Shmoneh Esrei also. But there are others that disagree with that. Even if the tzibur is not davening, one should not daven outside of the shul, not facing the shul. For Reichosh, Lochosh, Ledivre, Ishneim, one should be Choshosh for both opinions, and therefore, if he's davening outside, he should only daven in the back of the shul and face towards the shul. Kamavan, this is also only B'dievin, because Achatkil, one should be in the shul. Mechol ze, Kishaneke, Shemarze, Achoyov, Lebeis Knesses. Al Mispal, Bebeis Samach. The problem over here is, when he's outside of the shul, then he's back into the shul. But if he's davening in a house which is next to the shul, so he's davening in an independent house, so ponav keneged Eretz Yisrael, karoi, v'achayv l'kaisel beisa, shukaisel beisa knesses. If he has a situation that he's situated, that facing Eretz Yisrael would put him with his back to the shul, then it's mutter sheneneker shemafzal ponav beisa knesses. Since he's in an independent room, it's not recognizable that he's putting his back to the shul. Because we look at him relative to his room and not relative to the shul.